Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
He's taking off Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's bye week.
Bye week.
So he's taking off Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But he is collecting. Some people, one which we know he's from Norfolk, was upset with Shin Daddy's pick against Rutgers, Iowa.
Mm.
That didn't go well, but he did go 2-for-3.
Good.
He won on the, if you're betting, yeah, it's pretty good.
2-for-3?
Every week.
That's good percentage.
That'd be a good deal. He won on the North Texas at Army overtime, 45-38 or whatever it was.
Wow. North Texas wins that.
North Texas wins in overtime. That. And then Western Kentucky covering also, and I'm drawing a blank, against Nevada, I believe.
Yes, Nevada. Right.
Nevada. That was, and so he missed out on the Rutgers one, which was hard, very much so, very hard. Mm-hmm. And so...
How about Iowa put up 38 points in that game?
Great
on
win.
The road.
Yeah. Great win. Full house at Rutgers.
Their offense looks good. They can't stop anything defensively.
Oh, man. They're bad on
defense. I watched
defense.
That game. It was Rutgers.
What did Iowa score? 41?
38. No, 38.
38? They scored 38.
It took back the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And the offense was still very good in that game.
And Rutgers had the ball. I mean, they were ahead, 28-24?
Yes.
And that Rutgers couldn't slow.
Nope.
Anyone down.
Yeah, it's not like Iowa has a great offense.
No, we mock Iowa's offense.
That's the whole reason you think you would win, because, like, hey, if you want to get right, who do you want to play?
They're slow.
Iowa.
They're slow.
If you sit there and say, listen, we got to play a Big Ten team, who do you guys want to play? Well, I don't really want to play Purdue that bad. They put 30 on Notre Dame. You know, how about Iowa? I think I'd pick Iowa.
Slow.
And they put up 38 points on them. And it was kind of an ass kicking.
They whooped him.
Yeah,
I wish I had the sound, but in the Colts Titans game yesterday, so the Colts punted for the first time this year, and the Broncos said,
"Oh, really?
This is a punt. If you don't know what a punt is, go watch Iowa football." That's what he said on the CBS Sports broadcast. Yeah, this is the first time they punted in 260 days. If you don't know what a punt is, go watch Iowa football. You're like, wow, catching strays in the NFL came randomly yesterday.
That's awesome.
That's what they said.
Why would he say that?
I wish I had the sound. Find that route if you can. That was a great call.
That's a big win for the Hawks. And they did look a little better on offense. I thought there's no way Rutgers loses this game. Like that. I didn't think they would.
Iowa's still really physical. Man, that they're physical. I will give him that.
But Rutgers was taking shots down the field. Like, they took so many deep shots. They connected. Shots. And I like the receiver strong they have. He had like 160 yards. He was really good in that game for Rutgers.
Yep. Kalik Manis is playing well.
Yeah, he had good stats. But Rutgers loses 38-28 to Iowa. 464-5685. Call or text, as always, again. Nebraska's in their bye week 3-1, losing to Michigan 30-27. And I'm curious, you know, we talk about midseason changes. Now, when Bill took over defensive for Nebraska in 2022, you saw instant changes. Things improved immediately. And that's a big credit to Bill for figuring things out. But for Nebraska, your personnel doesn't change. You can maybe change some things up, who's playing, who's not. But you've had some issues stopping the run. Is there anything, Bill, that you can do to alleviate the problems you're having in your two tough games, Cincinnati and Michigan? Run defense has been horrible. But what can get changed during the bye week and the rest of the Big Ten play to not let this problem continue going further?
Well, there's a couple things with it. Obviously, there's not a lot of magic to it. I know in the NFL you can get some different personnel, you can pick people up and make some different things, but that's still hard even at that level to be able to do it. So when your players are your players, that's a little difficult. I felt that they had a plan to on the run game was a population run game. They were very aggressive up front. They were not playing a bunch of standard trying to win with a light box. They weren't. Mm-hmm. They were, like I said, the one touchdown run, I told you guys earlier that the second long one by the backup running back, you know, the defense is flat, which means they had 11 guys within probably about 8 yards of the ball. So when it broke out, there was nothing there. And so you want to be able to work on, there'll be some different things with run stunts and slash with population and some different looks that you can give them. That's what you want to change up, is what does the offensive line look like when they have to do some different things? Because Michigan's offensive line did an incredible job. They did. They got off on some blocks. There was a couple that were really good on comboing up and picking up a stunting linebacker coming in. But they did a very nice job. But there's not a ton of magic to it, because the only way you can do it is some sort of movement. If you're trying to do something different, some sort of movement or a different front and something that's unusual from what they're seeing. But if it's just, hey, we're just going to play everyone tight and something breaks out, that's what happens. That's what, all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, because you saw one missed tackle on the one that went for 75 and it went 75. Now, the difference is that Michigan's running back had that Haynes, the ability. He's got 574 yards.
He's had a great year.
And he's played at Nebraska and at Oklahoma.
Yes.
So he's played a couple games, and he's played New Mexico. And so he doesn't have an FCS game in there that he rolled up a bunch of yards. So those are the things that you're looking at. And then how much can we develop? How much can we have? Who's going to develop the most? Younger players. Younger players that haven't played a lot, we're getting more reps, more time, start to figure it out.
I'm looking at Michigan State, who next opponent against USC. Again, they put up 31 points, but 32 carries for 112, average 3.5 per carry. Didn't run the ball very well. I mean, if you get torched by them, that's a problem. Here's Matt Rhule postgame on the long touchdown runs. Were they assignment busts or missed tackles? Here's Matt Rhule from postgame Saturday.
No. You know, we're in quarters. You know, they go to quarterback draw. You have line movement, take away the empty draw. Someone has to get off and make a tackle. It's a tough play. You know, it's a tough play against that. But, you know, if you're getting five wides and you run quarterback draw, it's going to be a tip play. You need a D lineman to make a play. We're going to have to, as a team, get past, like, and I think they have, I mean, I'm not saying anything about our team, but we're going to have to get past the, like, perfect call world. You know, it's like you have a call, someone, there's going to be stress on someone, they're going to have to make a play. And then, you know, the long run, you know, we ran some line movement, they blocked it, the ball gets to the safety, it's quarters, you have a fit safety, you know, we just didn't make the tackle. So, you know, that's those defenses. You have to make that play on those defenses, and just, you know, 22 played well.
They got whipped at halftime. I mean, they just got whipped at halftime. Pogge said that the quote of the day was. I mean, this is, what more can you say than this? At halftime, he said, Pogge. He said, I called them up before we went to the field and said, I know it's 17-17, but physically we're beating the snot out of them. Mm. We're turning this into a heavyweight fight, and that's going to be our big advantage in the second half, and I think it was. I mean, I wouldn't overthink it too much. They got whipped, I mean, up front. So
they did.
So I don't know what you do to solve that, but you better figure something out, because you're not going to play a bunch. I mean, the Big Ten's those teams up front will be good that we always make fun of. Michigan State. They'll be good up front. Mm-hmm. They're good enough. I mean, they're good enough to beat you. Iowa. I watched Iowa. They're still physical. I don't know. I haven't watched everybody, but that's it. They got beat up. And by the way, that quote, I'd be embarrassed if I was Nebraska.
That Poggi said that.
Oh, my God. But
was he wrong,
though? Came into your home.
Was he wrong, though?
They came into your home and whipped you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would bother me. The head coach saying that would really bother me.
It's tied at halftime. He knows we got this. As long as we just don't.
We're physically beating the snot out of them.
We were both
sides. That would really bother me if I were a Nebraska player. The other head coach saying that. Well, we came into your place and did this. That would bother me.
As coaches, we used to always say, if they throw a touchdown pass, there's two people upset. The person who got beat and the DB coach. That's because, but when they run it in, then that's on all 11.
Right.
Now, there's a, when they run the football into the end zone, mm-hmm. when all of a sudden it's just like you everybody looks at each other, and all of a sudden you're just smashed into the end zone, and all of a sudden there's just someone standing in the end zone after they just ran it in or they ran a long one in, then that's on all 11.
Then it's
every coach. If not, they threw, we did our job. They threw it up and they caught a pass, man. That's the corners coach or the safeties coach and the DB coach. And even the coordinator's like, hey, I called a good play here, and we got to execute. But when they run it in, now it's all 11.
Well, here's the deal. They threw it for 105. I don't know that they needed to throw it.
they really didn't.
Yeah. Now, that might be pushing it a little too far, but they only threw it for 105. Did they even need to throw it? That's my concern. Yeah.
And also, like I said, what happened was the time of possession got out of whack because they had all these quick scores.
Right. Yeah. It was misleading. The time of possession was really misleading.
Just for those who are curious, Nebraska 33 minutes compared to 26 minutes for Michigan.
Stats can be really misleading, and that's a good example. So you can't say, well, Nebraska had the ball more. Yeah, well.
But if you're a coach of any level, that is what you'd be saying at that time. You'd be livid about what just happened on the Hail Mary. I talked about the coaching errors that went down. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we're going to turn this into a heavyweight fight.
Ah.
And this is what we're going to do. Because if you were Michigan, I don't think you went at halftime and said, guys, we got to chuck it around more. We got to run some trick plays.
We'll make this a fight.
No, we're just going to do this. We need to do this. We make it physical up front. We're going to rush the passer. And we're going to not. And so what he said was 100% accurate.
I know. It is. It's concerning to me, though.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill. And Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't let it happen.
And you look at it because, you know, there's been major conversations on, you know, what came into the team up front. There wasn't a lot of additions D line wise.
No,
through the portal. There wasn't a lot of additions of strength.
They brought in Gabe Moore. They brought in Jalen George.
Yep.
How much George didn't play in the game. Gabe Moore played 11 snaps.
So if you brought in,
and they brought in Winnery.
Yes.
They brought in Winnery. He played 47 snaps. And that's not really a Winnery type game. He's not a run stopper. I don't know where Jalen George is. Is it possible he wasn't on the injury report.
That's odd.
So if you brought portal players in, that's an evaluation situation. If you bring in anytime you bring portal players in, portal is to play. Mm-hmm. Very seldom you bring one in to
develop,
especially at a spot where, hey, we have a deficiency.
Right.
We've lost a couple players that were very good for us in Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmacher. Mm-hmm. So that is an area for us. It's kind of the same thing. It's like we brought in a left tackle, but right now he's playing six snaps a game. Mm-hmm. And so that's always
the deal, Bill. They brought in Gabe Moore from Mississippi State. He's a sophomore, so he is a young guy.
Still developing. I agree with that.
He played 11 snaps. I don't know where Jalen George was. They brought him in from, was it East Tennessee State?
I think you're right. Yep.
And he didn't play. He played the first three games and never got in the game the other day. I don't know why. They didn't play many guys up front. They had been cycling guys in and out. I think they played seven. They played seven on Saturday.
Nebraska. And should have been because they didn't have many snaps. I mean, Michigan, it wasn't.
No, they didn't.
56 plays.
And that's probably snaps. Part of it, right?
56 snaps.
Seven yards of play. Right. I mean, they had 56 play. But for those who are saying, hey, you know, calm down, everybody. It is one loss. I'm curious. You know, we will do our official re-ranking of the Big Ten Conference tomorrow at 8 o'clock during the show. Were we wrong about Michigan? Did Nebraska just play, you know, just show that they're not as good as we thought they were, or is Michigan better than we thought that they were? Which is the bigger answer from Saturday, if there's one? That Nebraska was not as good as we thought, or Michigan's better than we thought?
I didn't think Michigan gets seven sacks.
Yeah, and also the difference was, just like we talked about on the stool, first two games, Michigan was lost. They didn't look like this again. They're playing. When Biff came in, they got a plan back together. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. Yeah. Here's how it's going to work out. And also, we're going to take a little handcuffs off the
Underwood.
You're going to let him run, let him do a couple things.
God, he's good. I like him.
He's going to be
I like Underwood.
He's going to be a really, really good. You know that. But if he hits the long pass, the game's different. The funny thing about the double pass was when you practice that throughout the week, the guy who threw it, you knew could throw it.
Right.
It wasn't like, put Todd in there. Maybe Todd can throw it. No. They could throw it. And he threw it. There was no one there. There's no one in his face.
Oh, yeah.
And he just threw it out of bounds.
It was a horrible throw. He just threw it out of bounds.
I mean, the guy's open by 25 yards. He could have thrown it like you and like goofing around with a Nerf ball.
Right.
And just launched it up in the air. And there would have been no idea, you know, of anything.
He threw that ball left-handed.
Yeah, he could have thrown it left-handed or underhand. He could have whipped it underhand for a touchdown. And didn't happen. But I would say this. I say it's a combination of I'd say Michigan is. I was impressed with Michigan when they left the field. I was like, okay, and their mentality. I do think they took the gas off a couple times, but that penalty was just where it was going to turn into
the taunting.
What they wanted, that taunting penalty, flipped the whole game back to giving Nebraska an opportunity.
And Nebraska just failed to take advantage of that.
Well, so that same drive, Nebraska has what we thought to be a touchdown, but Isaiah Hunter has his foot out of bounds, comes back and play illegal touching, field goal instead for Nebraska.
I don't know what he was doing, by the way. I don't know what. I mean.
So let's throw this one out to the fan base. There's a lot of scuttlebutt on how the field now is painted.
Yep.
That's a lot of
earthquake glue says this in the text. Have you thought about that it's a bad idea to have white outlines surrounded by red paint? In terms of the field. Is it confusing for the kid?
The confusing part is, if I'm right, is that the white line is only about this big. Mm-hmm. Where the white line used to be like
it's
3 yards.
About a foot.
Oh, yeah. it was like a couple yards.
Uh-huh. So He might have been confused.
Because he did not have to go out of bounds.
No, didn't get pushed.
There was no reason to go out of bounds.
There was no defender that was close to him that could have pushed him. Originally, the guys in the press box were saying, he probably got pushed. There's nobody.
Watch
there.
The replay. No,
there's
nobody.
They did not get pushed.
No,
but there is. But to get back to the storyline is that yes, and then also like they said, I don't know how much there is. Like, but we talked about that during the leading up to these two games, inside run drill would have been imperative, and I'm sure that happened. I'm not saying that didn't happen because that's the only way is to get better. Is you have to go good on good versus the run, inside run, and you have to be able to get your best players blocking your best players.
Yeah, they didn't. Now that's a big offensive line. But Nebraska has a big offensive line, so I don't know what that looks like in practice. I don't see it. I sent you that picture of their tackle on Lenhardt.
Yeah, that was eye opening.
It's eye opening. Nebraska, but we've established Nebraska's not big up front. They're not on defense.
On defensive line, yeah.
Yeah, they're not a big defensive line.
From I didn't follow it close. You guys, you're always paying attention to who's in the game. How'd Van Poppel do?
Okay, I got it right here. Van Poppel played 34 snaps. His grade was okay. He played okay. Just okay. But they played. I mean, the guys they
two
played.
Two tackles for Van Poppel. Two tackles.
The guys they played were Winery. I said 47 snaps. Actually, 44.
That's a lot of snaps.
Yep.
Three tackles for Winery.
Okay.
Lenhart played 39.
No tackles, but one pass breakup.
Okay, and he graded poorly. Van Poppel, 34 snaps.
Two tackles.
How was Judy?
Judy graded really well.
And forced the fumble as well.
The fumble strip was textbook.
That was impressive.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a textbook
great
play.
Great play.
And Judy, a big advantage for Nebraska on that.
Judy played 33 snaps.
Three tackles in the forced fumble.
Keona Davis played 30.
One tackle.
Didn't grade well at all. They're on run def, and then, okay, Petchock, Cade played, now it's down to 15 snaps. And then Gabe Moore played 11. So they only played 7, and they really stuck with 5.
Gotcha.
Davis, Judy, Van Poppel, Lenhart, Winery. But you, as you mentioned, Michigan didn't play a bunch of snaps. 56, is that right?
56 snaps, that's
right. So you didn't need to necessarily play a lot of guys.
I'm very guarded also. When you don't get to see practice, I mean, if people want to lean in on people, lean in on some people that get a chance to see practice and know that a little bit better and what they're, how that part is happening. But when, like I said, and also for Michigan, like we noted, was that very stout. I was a little bit surprised at some of the twitch.
Edge guys.
A little bit more than what I'd seen against Oklahoma. Maybe that was part of the matchup. And then so they had to get back to the chipping. And that's what was an advantage for Nebraska, because you're keeping, and what's one of your best receivers is Emmett Johnson. So he's in a chip mode. And that sets things back with it. Except for if you're in man-to-man, cause then you can add in.
Can you chip on both sides?
Yeah, you have to have two backs.
I know.
So then if you're doing that, you've got three guys out in the route.
Right. Somebody said yesterday, they can chip on both sides. I'm like, I don't want to be chipping on both sides.
Then you can just rush four and have seven guys in coverage on three.
Sounds
and
great.
We're just going to do that.
I mean,
we're pretty good.
You better be an elite passer.
No, I did not expect those edge guys to look like that for Michigan.
Well, especially since Nebraska's offensive line has been so good this year.
Right.
You thought, hey, that's fixed. Now you're hesitant.
But I think it goes back to you're moderately to below moderately challenged in the opener. And then they still had some success, Cincinnati, but that was a moderate. If Cincinnati O-line in the Big Ten is bottom, not the bottom, but they would be in the lower part.
So they're going to play Kansas on Saturday.
Cincinnati. Yep.
That'll be something.
Where's
this?
Cincinnati? I think it's at KU, I believe.
At KU. Okay.
But you can't get anything off of Akron and Houston Christian. You don't have any.
That's one of my biggest takeaways so far of this season. You just can't. Those games serve some purpose, but you can't read into them.
Thank you. Something really random real quick before we break. Cincinnati at Kansas. That game will be played on TNT. I've never seen a college game ever on TNT.
Okay.
TNT, I like this.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
NCAA basketball tournament Thursday.
Right.
This is Thursday morning, 10:30 a.m.
I've never seen TNT for college football ever. 11 a.m. 6.5-point favorite is Kansas in that game.
Okay.
Steve, anything on Vanderbilt quick before we go to break?
Oh, what'd
they
do?
Put up 70 on Georgia State.
Did they
They're
really?
5-0.
Vandy.
They play Utah State this week to get to 6-0.
The Fighting Jerry Kills.
The collapse will happen late.
Will it?
Again, just don't.
Well, that last four games, they'll lose three.
Yeah. They might be in the playoff conversation. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Ooh. No, God, please.
Jake ducked on that one.
I did duck.
He ducked away from the microphone.
Microphone's falling apart.
Microphone's falling apart.
It is.
Not that. Will had talked to Will. He was Omaha is really cranking up for him. He was there this weekend and ate it. Early bird in Omaha.
Oh, he did?
Did he?
Yeah, early bird Omaha. And Will,
did he have a hash hole?
What's that?
Did he have a hash hole?
I didn't ask that, but Will, check in. Thank you for everything you're doing to secure everything. Because I know this, when Steve got up in the press box, wasn't concerned about getting hacked. No, he wasn't.
The company Will worked with is Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. With a 99.7% retention rate, they manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available to you, as always, at Applied Connective.com. When we come back, head scratchers next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.